UFOs R Us, Episode 9, Chicago O'Hare and Socorro, New Mexico sightings, plus Michigan swamp gas. I will start with an amazing daylight UFO UAP encounter at Chicago O'Hare Airport on November 7, 2006, at 4:30 p.m. Witnessed by pilots and airport workers, this was not a military sighting of tic-tac objects over Navy battleships seen by credible personnel and fighter jet pilots. It was at a public airport and witnessed by many, with a photo identifying the saucer-shaped object. In fact, it was so visible that it disrupted flights at the airport. At around 4:30 p.m., the object was seen above United Airlines Concourse C-17, varying altitude from 1,000 to 1,900 feet. It was first observed by United mechanics at the concourse and then others, including pilots, preparing to take off and one witness who was driving into the airport. Several news reports on the 2006 incident include audio from air traffic controllers in the United ramp tower with the FAA supervisor about the reports of a flying disc over gate C-17. You have to listen to the bizarre and astonishing audio with the obvious uncomfortable and embarrassing interaction between the FAA representative and the tower traffic controller. I will include links to some TV news videos, the amazing report in the Chicago Tribune, and another from the New York Post. You would think the incident is so important that the FAA, along with United Airlines, would investigate. But the FAA concluded that it was a weird weather phenomena and they didn't see a need to investigate. Only after journalists filed Freedom of Information Act requests did the FAA admit they investigated, but restated that it was a trick of light off the clouds caused by the weather conditions. However, one of the Freedom of Information documents revealed that NARCAP, or National Aviation Reporting Center on Anomalous Phenomena, had requested FAA radio communications during the UAP incident. The video includes the actual audio between NARCAP and the FAA. NARCAP printed a 150-page report from the audio, and you can hear it in the New York Post video. It's astounding when the aircraft controller describes a flying disc above the tower as reported by pilots and maintenance workers. In the video, they are laughing nervously as they report the incident. They described it as a flying frisbee hovering about 1,000 feet over gate C-17. It's amazing audio. Another video includes a low-resolution image of the object, but I haven't been able to verify its authenticity. Personally, it looked like a real, out-of-this-world, unidentified flying object. It's easy for anyone with eyes to identify the saucer-shaped craft. It was cloudy and gray that day above O'Hare during rush hour when the object was seen hovering for several minutes until it suddenly shot upwards, poking a huge circular hole in the cloud cover revealing the blue sky above and disappeared. Now to a famous daylight UFO UAP sighting in Socorro, New Mexico, about 80 miles south of Albuquerque on April 24, 1964. On the surface, this is an historic sighting as it was labeled the first encounter of the third kind investigated by astrophysicist Dr. J. Allen Hynek, who worked for the United States Army as a consultant. It was a daytime sighting of a tic-tac egg-shaped ship landing in the New Mexico desert. At around 5:45 p.m., a veteran and respected City of Socorro police officer, Lonnie Zamora, was in the area of a nearby arroyo south of the city when he heard an explosion, thinking it was an auto crash, and investigated. An arroyo is a steep-sided gully formed by fast-moving water, primarily in the southwestern United States. In this report, he also said he observed a fast-flying object above him moving south. After taking a dirt road to the location, he parked 150 yards from the accident, seeing what looked like a car on its side in the distance. As he walked within 50 feet of the object, he saw a white egg-shaped craft on the ground with a red arrow on the side pointing up within a dome-shaped symbol. Now, in one version, he said he saw two small, childlike beings dressed in white jumpsuits standing outside the craft. However, in an article at the City of Socorro website, they did not mention the two aliens. I started having some doubts about the report and did more research. Because of some discrepancies, this may not be a true sighting. However, what was unique about the incident is that Dr. J. Allen Hynek revealed his classifications of UFO encounters, and the Socorro incident was classified as a close encounter of the third kind. Also, this may be a little-known fact, but when Steven Spielberg produced his famous science fiction movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, released in 1977, he hired Dr. Hynek as a consultant. It's likely Hynek's classifications inspired the title. Also, Hynek had a cameo appearance in the movie. Hynek's UFO encounter classifications were covered in his 1972 book, Unidentified Flying Object Experience, a Scientific Study. Here are the details. They apply to close encounters within 500 feet of the observer. In a close encounter of the first kind, the observer does not see it interact with the environment. In the close encounter of the second kind, physical effects are seen, like broken tree branches or impressions on the ground from the craft or landing legs, if any. And close encounter of the third kind involves observing occupants from the craft. One more quick fact about Hynek. He was a skeptic when hired to research UAPs. But after years of investigating hundreds of incidents with many unexplained, he started believing they were real. As I stated before, for the truth, we need more specific facts, either leaked or official, with high-resolution images from the Pentagon. I'm certain they know much more, and I'm beginning to lose my patience. Ann Arbor, Michigan Historic Night Sighting, Sidebar. I remember the UFO incident in Dexter, Michigan, March 20th, 1966, and that was not the only incident in early 1966, but one of many night sightings across several counties in lower Michigan, including Washtenaw County, where Ann Arbor, Michigan is located. All reports over the region describe fast-moving, glowing, flying objects with flashing blue, green, and red lights in the sky. Two eyewitnesses, Frank Manor and son Ronald, made a police report stating they saw a brown, luminous, car-sized object hovering 1,500 feet over a swamp. In a piece in the Detroit News, they said that it was shaped like a football, but with a waffled surface and flat on the bottom with a cone shape on the top. In another report, Manor said it was sort of shaped like a pyramid with a blue-green light on the right-hand side and a white light on the left. They also said the object remained in the swamp for 1/2 hour. At least 40 police officers joined a search of the swamp and witnessed red and white lights in the sky flying back and forth and then disappearing. Then the next night on March 21, between 9 and 10 p.m., 89 students from nearby Hillsdale College, west of Ann Arbor, reported seeing flashing lights hovering the sky above the Arboretum. An Air Force investigation was requested by Michigan Congressman Weston Vivian, which involved Dr. J. Allen Hynek, the Project Blue Book consultant. Hynek arrived in Michigan on March 23. His conclusion for the Hillsdale College and Dexter sightings was swamp gas. In later years, Hynek reveals that the Army wanted him to debunk the sightings, as he did in Michigan. Then in 1977, at the first International UFO Congress in Chicago, Hynek said, and I quote, "I do believe that the UFO phenomena as a whole is real, but I do not mean necessarily that it's just one thing." Please stay tuned for more of the latest UAP news via my YouTube channel, CyberTimes LLC, and on my Anchor podcast, anchor.fm/Howard-Barenbaum.